This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The German government said Monday two more laboratories in France and Sweden have independently confirmed that Kremlin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok in his native Russia. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin, government spokesman Stefan Seibert told reporters that along with the German lab analysis, there are now three independent labs that have confirmed how Navalny was poisoned. All indications are absolutely clear. A poisoning situation has occurred in Russia, he said. Russia has denied any involvement with the poisoning and accused the West of a smear campaign. The 44-year-old Navalny fell ill on a Russian domestic flight on August 20th and was transferred to Germany 2 days later for specialist treatment at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Berlin has demanded that Russia investigate the case. Navalny had been kept in an induced coma for more than a week and as he was treated with an antidote. Four hospital officials said a week ago that his condition had improved enough for him to be brought out of it. Doctors have cautioned that even though he's recovering well, long-term problems cannot be ruled out. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday won the first of several votes in Parliament on his plan to undercut the Brexit treaty. But he faces a growing rebellion among members of Parliament who say breaking international law would tarnish Britain's reputation. The European Union says Johnson's bill would collapse trade talks, while former British leaders have warned that breaking the law is a step too far that undermines the country's image. The EU has demanded Britain scrap the main parts of the bill by the end of September, and if not, there will be no trade deal at the end of the year. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.